Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, December 20th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Please, Mr. Postman, more record highs, and next milestone for American spaceflight. Leading today's news: Amazon's in-house delivery network, which operates 150 U.S. delivery stations and employs more than 90,000 people, is on track to deliver 3.5 billion packages by the end of the year, according to a new press release. Oh yes, wait a minute. Morgan Stanley estimates the Amazon delivery network will move 6.5 billion packages by 2022, more than UPS at 5 billion and FedEx at 3.4 billion, dealing a potential long-term threat to the rival shipping firms. While Amazon already ended its relationship with FedEx, UPS continues to handle delivery for about half of its global packages. In other news, Wall Street stocks rose to all-time highs on Thursday, with the S&P 500 index pushing past 3,200 for the first time, after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the U.S. and China would sign their Phase 1 trade agreement in early January. However, there wasn't much movement from futures overnight, as investors began winding down their books in the days leading up to the year-end holidays. Later in the session, we'll get consumer spending figures, key inflation measures, and the third estimate for third-quarter GDP. Since the retirement of NASA's space shuttle program in 2011, the agency has been looking to relaunch humans into space from U.S. soil. Boeing this morning is scheduled to launch its CST-100 Starliner spacecraft to the International Space Station, and if all goes well, it could be flying its first crewed missions by next year. Back in 2014, NASA allocated $2.6 billion for SpaceX's Crew Dragon, and $4.2 billion for Boeing's Starliner under its Commercial Crew program. It's the opening weekend for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, the conclusion to a 9-chapter saga that kicked off more than 4 decades ago. Disney is cautiously predicting a start of around $160 million, which is more than most films make in their entire theatrical run, but a figure that would rank as one of the weakest opening weekends for the franchise. Whether or not Rise of Skywalker sets any records, it will only further Disney's $10 billion historic year at the box office. The minimum age to purchase cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and other tobacco products will be raised to 21 nationwide under the spending bill passed by the Senate on Thursday. The two biggest U.S. cigarette manufacturers, Altria and Reynolds American, both supported the age restriction, as did Juul Labs, which has been sharply criticized over a surge in underage vaping. 19 states have already passed laws raising the minimum tobacco purchase age to 21, including California, Texas, and New York. Goldman Sachs and the U.S. Department of Justice have largely agreed on a fine of just under $2 billion to settle allegations that the bank ignored warning signs while billions of dollars were being stolen from its client, a Malaysian government fund known as 1MDB. The deal would see a Goldman subsidiary in Asia, not the parent company, plead guilty to violating U.S. bribery laws, the Wall Street Journal reports. Also being discussed is installing an independent monitor at the bank to oversee and recommend changes to its compliance procedures. In a vote of 385-41, the U.S. House overwhelmingly approved legislation to implement USMCA, a trade deal that includes tougher labor and auto content rules, but leaves $1.2 trillion in annual trade flows largely unchanged. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin expects the agreement to add 0.5% to U.S. GDP growth, though others are more skeptical. According to the CBO, automakers will take a nearly $3 billion hit over the next 10 years due to the terms of the agreement. Boris Johnson is testing out his new parliamentary majority today following a second reading and a vote on his Brexit bill in the House of Commons. Further debate will be then conducted in both chambers, and if passed into law, it would mean that the UK would leave the EU on January 31st. In other UK news, Andrew Bailey, the current head of the Financial Conduct Authority, has been named to replace Mark Carney as the next governor of the Bank of England. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are flat, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.